about sliced thin Easter eggs.
It's nothing in my book, I can't eat. Well, I've had some this morning, I'm thinking about egg.
I'm talking beef. It comes from what we just talked about.
Maybe like
it's very thin, about so long.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's
bacon.
Okay. I can't think.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice to eat with your eggs, the same thing? Or if you bought a piece of it and you were going to cut it yourself, rather than having prepackaged, what would you call that? It's the same meat, it's just...
Bacon?
Yeah, but instead of having it pre-cut up, you're going to cut it yourself, and you just get a big slab of it like this.
Side meat?
Okay. What do you call the stuff that you buy? It's stuffed meat.
Right? Sausage.
Okay, and where would you buy that if you went to a store that sold nothing but meat? Who's the man behind the counter who chops the meat?
Meat cutter.
Okay, or another word for it? If it's in say it's in a city, wears a white shirt, blood all over.
The only thing we use here is a
butcher.
Yeah? No? A butcher's man kills him out here.
Oh, he's the man that kills
him? He kills him. And prepares him. Then the meat cutter behind the counter with his white robe on, he handles it. He cuts it up and slices it. But the butcher, he kills him out here and shoots him and takes the hide off and prepares him.
Okay.
And that's the way we term it here.
The distinction, yeah, that's what I want. If meat has been kept too long, you say it's done what?
Stale.
Okay, what if it really kind of smells?
Bang pug?
If it kind of smells. Or you might also use the same word, a child who gets anything he asks for, you might say, he's a kid. If his parents just do anything he says, anything he asks for, you might say he's pretty well...
Spoil me.
After you butcher a hog, what do you do with the meat from its head?
From its head?
Mm-hmm. Or have you heard of people that do make something out of the head?
Yeah.
What do you call
souse? I don't know. I don't know if I ever saw that word, but they use it here. They call it souse meat.
Mm-hmm.
Souse, I don't know how you even spell it. But anyway, it's pretty good. You know, they take his head, then it has a gelatin, you know, like jelly.
Yeah.
And they put that all together and bake it up. I know they used to go out here, they had an old nigger church. An old woman, she was a slave back then. She hadn't been dead, but when I was a boy, and people would come, white people out here, they'd have big camp meetings, you know. And they'd prepare that food, no lack. She'd been a slave, and she's a real cook. And son, she'd bring a lot of that souse meat, and you'd see people, you know, between two pieces of bread. They'd sell it just like it.
Oh, wait, how did you describe it? Did you say it was kind of like jelly?
Well, yeah. When you cook it somewhere, there's a name for it. It looks like jelly. I told you what it was a while ago. Now I can't think of it. But gelatin. And they put so much of that and cut this meat up of this. Well, they call it a hog jaw. It jaws, you know, big fat.
Yeah.
Cut that all up and mix that all together, and I don't know what process they use to cook it, but they cook it up. You can lay it in the pan here, and it'll kind of shake like jelly, but you can. It's stiff enough you can slice it.
Almost like cranberry jelly or something.
Yeah.